Hello, Dallas Stars hockey fans. Today's the day we talk about the wonderful game we played last night in the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute Playoff Edition. You know, the last podcast we had was a preview of the game, and the one thing I'm going to say right now is the three bullet points that I talked about to win the game, I truly believe that's how we won it. Number one, there was only one power play that we allowed the Avalanche to have, and we killed it. The other was get game one, and we did. And last but not least was stay in front of Adobin and protect the goaltender. We win 5-3 in this game. You know, the one player that we won't be able to silence is Nathan MacKinnon, and I can live with that because that tells me that we're taking care of our team game and not allowing other dangerous players to get on the ice and do what they need to do. But what was wonderful last night, it was the big three. It was the first line. It was Tyler Seguin finally getting a goal in these playoffs that we needed. I mean, Roope Hintz got a goal. Radulov got two goals. I mean, this is what we really needed to happen. We were getting goals from other people. But when you get into the next round of the playoffs, you need your top line to produce. And it definitely happened last night. You know, the one thing that's still aggravating to me, I was watching the NHL Tonight post-game show, and all they could talk about was Nathan MacKinnon, and they couldn't talk about anything else. They talked about how, you know, the Dallas Stars won with a team game, but there just wasn't enough positive stuff about the Stars. Once again, the national spotlight does not give the Dallas Stars the credit they deserve for being a good hockey club. So, like I told one of my friends last night, who cares if we get your respect, NHL? We're going to keep winning, and I believe this is our year. And even when we win a Stanley Cup, who knows how much respect we'll really get, because we're in Texas. We're still in the NHL world considered not to be a hockey town. Well, in Dallas, it's what we have going for us. I mean, not to get off topic too much, but I mean, we haven't had a NFL football team win anything in 25 years. And it's been about 20 years since the Stars went to the Stanley Cup. But I will say this, more consistently, we've been in the playoffs and made it into deeper rounds than the Dallas Cowboys, which no matter what, this market in this city, that's what we talk about. As a whole, you know, on the big stages of sports, everyone wants to talk about them. Let's talk about the Dallas Stars. Let's talk about their success. Let's talk about a general manager that goes out and gets talent to come play here. And let's talk about an owner that really wants to succeed and stays out of the way when he needs to and speaks up when he does need to. And once again, Rick Bowness, you're doing incredible coaching this team in this unique situation. Perfect thing you did, getting the team outside, getting them some sunshine, getting them some fresh air. You know, I hope that we'll never have to deal with this unique situation again, being in a bubble, but so far so good. We're handling it well, and we're playing the game that we know how to play, and that's defense first. But I'll tell you, it's nice to see all the goals we are scoring. They were talking about how in the first three games of the Calgary series, we scored a total of six game goals. Or actually, before the Calgary series, we scored a total of six goals. Midway through the Calgary series, we had 25 goals. Now we have 30 goals. And we're scoring at the right time, and the offense is coming together. That's a big deal, because everyone kept saying if the Dallas Stars can't score points, they're not going to go very far. Well, we're scoring goals at the right time, and we're scoring timely goals. Our next game is Monday, so we get a rest today. And we will see you Monday night with the next podcast. Everyone have a good day and stay safe and enjoy your Sunday. Go Stars.